Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
In Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. We're covering perhaps the most disturbing story happening right now in America, and we're going to show you some video from Muckraker in just a second. My guest is Tara Rodas. You can follow her on X at Tara Lee Rodas, and that's TaraLeeRodas on X, and you can follow her where she saw and blew the whistle on the way that unaccompanied minors were being given away to strangers and lost through the HHS in a very deliberate way. She saw that from within HHS itself and blew the whistle on it. But of course, nothing officially is being done to, you know, stop this at all. And I want to go to this video from Muckraker and then get your comments on the other side, Tara. Muckraker is not released yet. The firsthand testimony that they received of traffic children in Florida, we're awaiting that drop. They announced that on the 1st of September, and we'll be dropping that soon. But in the meantime, they got some interviews with young kids in Times Square. This is a truly heartbreaking video. We'll go to it now, and I'll read the translations for you for our radio listeners who can't see the subtitles. But here's the video that Muckraker just dropped of young kids being forced to work all night in Times Square. Let's watch. Every day, thousands of illegal alien children work the streets of New York City. We spoke to a couple of the children and heard their stories. This is what we were told.
¿De qué país?
What country are you from?
Colombia. De Colombia. ¿Y cuántos años tienes tú?
Are you?
¿Y cuántos meses en Estados Unidos?
Un mes.
I've been here about a month. I came here to work, right?
Sí, claro, y para estudiar, para preparar.
To study, to build the future.
Porque es que allá en Colombia,
it was a very bad situation that happened.
Malo que pasó con mi papá y mis hermanos.
My mom and dad. Can you repeat the ages of kids out here? 8, 11, 14. Working out here? Yep. There's been robberies, so we have to be careful. One day, a lady got robbed, and they took her kid. Remember, they took the kid? Uh-huh.
Where?
They took him. They took him in a van. Took them in a van? No, just one kid. Just one kid. Be very careful, okay? Don't let that happen. They took the kid in a van. Do you know how old he was?
No,
I just saw them take him. His mom was screaming.
¿Cuántos años?
So the kid, how old are you? 10 years.
10 years.
What country are you from? Ecuador. Did you come from a shelter with your family? I came from a shelter with my mom and dad. What's going on here in Times Square in New York? What are you doing? Selling water. How much do you make in a day? 40, 30 bucks. How many days a week do you work? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
3 days a week.
And Monday. 4 days.
Four.
How many hours a day? I come in at 4 p.m. and finish at 2 a.m.
Okay.
You went through the Darien jungle, right? Yes, I went through the Darien jungle.
En la selva, tú
encontraste. Did you see dead bodies in the jungle?
Yes.
¿Cuánto?
How many?
No sé, pero
I don't know. There were a lot of dead bodies. A lot of them, in the tents, in the trees, all that. There were dead bodies and corpses. Did you see children being taken away in the jungle? Yes.
Can you tell us a story?
Some drowned. Children? Yeah. What happened to the other children? I saw other children drowning. Some of them disappeared. They got lost in the jungle, all that. Are there children without parents out here? Yes, no moms, no dads sometimes, all that. Children living on the street? Yes, where? They pass here and all that stuff. Homeless children?
Yes.
Some children live in hotels. Some children live on the streets. Who they are. Can you tell us where we can see them? I really don't know. They just pass by begging, that's all. Do you want to go back to Ecuador? Or do you want to go back to Ecuador? Yes. Why? It's just that here, for me it's very ugly. Everything's very expensive.
Don't
let us cell. The cops throw us out. We want a stable place to sell. That they don't bother us, that's all. So that again from Muckraker on X. How do you feel when you watch that, Tara? I mean, what jumps to your mind when you see these kids out there selling water in Times Square till 2 in the morning every weekend, having I guess, just walked amongst a trail of corpses on their way to the United States? I mean, what jumps to your mind first?
Well, it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking that the administration is saying that what's compassionate and what's humanitarian is to bring these children here. It's a lie. It is a lie. That little boy, 10 years old, said, I'd rather be in Ecuador. I'd rather be at home. I want a stable life. I don't want to be selling things in the street. It's very ugly here. You know, kids are witnessing crime happen right in front of them. They witness a kidnapping. I mean, really? I think people need to check their cultural biases. If they're saying they believe this is better for the children, this is just heartbreaking. And one of the whistleblowers and I, because we both live in the same state, we went to see City of Dreams yesterday. This people, if they have not seen the movie City of Dreams, what you just witnessed with these children here, I think is enough for people to say, we need to stop this. And if children want to go home, we need to let them go home. We need to give them the life that they want. But City of Dreams gives you a glimpse into what happens when these children are put under the care of evil overlords. And this is the true story of a boy who escaped working in the garment district in California. And we know that children are going to criminals and traffickers and members of transnational criminal organizations, to include gangs and cartels like MS-13 and 18th Street Gang. That's facts. That's data. That's truth. Senator Grassley, if people did not see on July 11, he dropped documents proving our allegations. He dropped a do not release that I put out for two teens, young teens, who were going to an MS-13 affiliated sponsor in Ohio. And you know what? They sent them anyway. So if people believe, after watching that story, right, those testimony of the kids from their own mouths, that being in the streets of New York is ugly, they'd rather be at home. If they go watch City of Dream, see what's really happening to these children. This is not the American dream. This is modern day slavery here in the United States. Children are slaves. And what you're seeing here was the best situation for these children. People have no idea the evil, wicked things that people do to small children. So it's a heartbreaking, Harrison. It's just heartbreaking.
No, yeah, we just watched a video, you know, interview with two slaves, like two kids that are, you know, forced whether they like it or not. And it's almost like, I don't know, there's something so disturbing about sort of the casualness with which, like, one kid reports another kid being kidnapped. Like, yeah, his mom was screaming and they put him in a van. Yeah, it's just like a normal van over there. I mean, it's like, it hits different coming from the mouths of these kids. You can tell the kids are smart. They look like great little kids, but they're just like casually describing most horrific things you can imagine. Oh yeah, I saw a dead body. Yeah, lots of dead bodies. Yeah, corpses everywhere as I walked around. It's like the psychological damage that's being done, like, hasn't even hit them yet, almost. This is trauma on a mass scale being inflicted on these kids that are now, I guess, going to school with your kids. Like, I don't know, man. I can't imagine my kid being 11 and trudging through a jungle full of corpses, but that's where these kids came from, and they just want to go home. It is beyond horrifying, and I'd love to finish up our conversation on the other side, folks. So stay with us. Tara Rodas is my guest, at Tara Lee Rodas. That video you just saw was from Muckraker. Share that from their ex, at Real Muckraker, and spread the word, folks. We have to get the word out there. People have to know this is going on.
Nitric Boost. turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Tara Rodas is my guest, helping to shed light on the crime that is the immigration system in America right now. And I had somebody on X just tag me and say, you know, please post this full interview because I have some liberal friends, some truth deniers that I could send this to. So I want to sort of take that angle here, Tara. There are people out there that are voting Democrat that are convinced beyond all reason that somehow this is Donald Trump's fault, that somehow what's happening here is just some sort of natural disaster that we just have to deal with. What would you say to liberals out there right now that don't think that immigration is a big deal? They think it's overblown. I mean, how do you get across to people what a gigantic criminal enterprise our government is engaged in right now? What do you say to the liberals, the lefties, the people out there that think they're on, you know, the right side of history? They think they're on the good side by supporting endless, you know, totally just ridiculous immigration into the United States. What do you say to people?
Well, Harrison, I just say, have them take a look at me. I volunteered, right? I left my agency. People may know at the beginning of 2021, the Biden-Harris administration made an all call to all federal employees. And so today I'm not speaking on behalf of the federal government or my agency, but I raised my hand and I said, here I am, send me. What could be the most important thing than to help these children at the border? So the Biden-Harris administration put out an all call and said, we have a crisis at the border. We need people to help place these children with sponsors in the United States. I believed I was going to do puzzles and play games. I thought it was going on the humanitarian dream, right? This is going to be the humanitarian opportunity of a lifetime. I did not know that they were trafficking children through a government program. I would not have volunteered. Again, I thought I was going to place children in loving homes. And what we discovered is that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network. This begins when they're recruited in their home country. They're being told a lie. That's what trafficking is. It's force, fraud, or coercion. You know, the children are, they're living a beautiful life in their home country with their families. Watch Trafficked in America. You can see, I mean, they had land, you know, they were working sugar cane. Okay, maybe it's not Wall Street, but they were happy with their family. But they were told, instead of making your few dollars a day, you come to the United States. Now we're going to pay the debt that you're going to have to pay, but you got to live with me until you pay this debt off. So the children are in debt bondage and they know it. And they leave their families and their families let them go because they believe they're going to be Elon Musk rich. I believed we were sending children to their parents. I didn't know that we were separating children from their parents and sending them to MS-13. I think people just don't know. They need to see what the truth is. They need to just look at, well, what's been happening in this unaccompanied children program for a decade? Look at all the cases, all the children who've been trafficked, who've been killed. Just read the New York Times. Take a look. That will scare people. When they see the truth of the New York Times writing, children are alone and exploited. That's her headline, Hannah Dreier, alone and exploited. She shows the sheets of debt bondage that children have to pay. She chronicles children who've died, working jobs here, being pulled into machinery. I mean, what's happened to the children is inhumane, and people are profiting. That's just, I didn't know it was happening. So I imagine there's a lot of people like me who think this is a humanitarian effort. The children are living such a great life here. But Harrison, we just looked at two precious little kids who said they'd rather be back at home. So people really need to check their cultural biases. My husband is from El Salvador. I'm a Spanish speaker. It's one of the reasons why I volunteered for this mission. I've been to Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and I thought I can be there to help the kids. I can play games and do puzzles until we can get them to their family. But Hannah Dreier reported, based on the HHS data, that in some zip codes, less than 10% of those children are going to their parents. So who are the 90% of the others? No, people need to wake up to what's really happening. There is the truth of the program, which is children have been trafficked through the unaccompanied children program for more than a decade with billions of taxpayer dollars. Everyone profits off of the lives of the children. Everybody's making money off of the children, except the children. They're not getting the American dream. We've not even talked about some of the most horrible things that happen. Children are calling a hotline. There is a hotline for these children, migrant children. It has increased in the last 5 years over 1,300%. Children calling a hotline, and they're saying, I'm being abused, I'm being neglected, I'm being trafficked. Children are being sold for sex today. Children are working overnight shifts at slaughterhouses, middle schoolers today, as a result of these failed policies. This is failed policies. This is a total failure of leadership. Right now, HHS has lost complete control of this program. As a result, children are dying here. Somebody needs to be held accountable.
And of course, absolutely everything the Biden administration has done has been to facilitate this, as we enumerated earlier, the ending of the DNA test, the telling people that basically if you bring a kid, it's a ticket into the United States. I mean, they are doing this deliberately. They're facilitating this. And it is unspeakable the things these kids are experiencing. And even just hearing those kids, again, talk about this stuff, and they do it in almost a casual way, but like, you know, it's having an effect. You know, if you're an 11-year-old kid and you've seen multiple children die or disappear or be kidnapped, like that's a threat hanging over you at any point when you're sitting there going, hey, the people I'm with can make kids disappear, so I better listen to them. I've seen, kids my age be killed. I could be killed too. I mean, the psychological terror that keeps these kids in line is inexplicable. Impossible to even comprehend, I think. I don't even think they comprehend it fully. And just some of the headlines from just this weekend, right? Muckraker, young kids working full-time in Times Square. That was the video we just saw. They've obtained firsthand testimony from trafficked children in Florida, showing the federal government placing alien children with trafficking rings. That video we expect to drop later this week. Mexico now is offering escorted rides for migrants with U.S. asylum appointments. So Mexico will now be offering military escorts for non-Mexican migrants to get to America from southern Mexico to northern Mexico. A nasty surprise, all male migrant center to open up just feet away from school, stunning locals. This in New York City, where they say, New York parents are sending their kids back to school, finding an unpleasant surprise that an all male migrant center is opened in April, just feet away from City Life Academy, a private Christian school for kids grades K through 12. Migrants flooding New York City justice system, making up 75% of arrests in Midtown, as pathetic sanctuary city law handcuffs cops. And then what's going on in Aurora and now Chicago taking over apartment buildings. I mean, this is a full-on invasion. The children are suffering the consequences. And anybody who thinks that voting Democrat is somehow helping to, bring solace or comfort to these kids is living in delusion. They are the reason that this is going on. Final words, Tara, what is your call to action for people? What can people do as they hear this and feel powerless to stop it? What can they do to fight back? And how else can they, follow you and keep up to date on the revelations that are coming out so rapidly now?
Yeah, I would tell people to follow americasfuture.net. americasfuture.net, get involved, find out how you can actually help save the children. If you're going to be in Colorado, or if you're listening from Colorado, on the 20th of this month, I'm going to be in Colorado with Jason Jones, Doc Pete Chambers, Lara Logan, Baz and Tina Boz, who run the Association for the Recovery of Children, Mary Flynn. We are going to be there helping train people on how they can identify trafficking and turn trafficking over to their local law enforcement. We want people to know that this is real. This is really happening. We also, on americasfuture.net, is the call to action to vote yay on the CRA so we can stop this shameful, shameful practice of government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking. We want people to get involved. And Harrison, thank you so much for being a voice for these children and
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.